It was a little bit longer of a countdown than we used to have, but welcome back. Sorry to wake you up. Sorry to wake me up because we've been hibernating all summer. It's been a really. This is one of the slowest and quietest off seasons I think I can remember in a really long time.
Oh, for sure. For
But
sure.
either
It,
way.
it's not often your head coach talks like twice in a summer, and then
It's
all of
been
a
really
sudden
quiet.
fall camp hits, and it's like, okay, we'll talk now.
Well, I guess we should reintroduce ourselves, everybody. I'm Nolan Fleming. As usual, if you're a regular, if you're new around here, welcome. Joined once again by Mr. Wildcat Wave himself, Wyatt Huff, for another season of Breaking Blue. Whether you're watching this live on Twitter, sorry, Facebook people, we really tried. Facebook is being really mean to us and won't let us live stream for 60 days. And
We'll get that going soon.
we're gonna
We
get that worked out.
got time. We got time.
We got all sorts of time.
'Cause
So if you're watching,
last year, you remember we started this mid-season, so.
true, and this is like we actually have a formula now. So, and I mean, I'm looking forward to that part. I'm glad that we have an idea of what we're doing. Not that we didn't, but I think most of the goal on here last year was to get on here and just talk ball, right? Talk whatever happened. Pretty much was therapy during football last year. It was a therapeutic exercise.
It was.
Might be that way again this year, might not. We'll see. But we're gonna get to that much later. And I just saw your eyes get really wide. It looked like you were like scared that I was getting ready to say something.
I kind of did. I
I
kind
know
of did
last
because
year.
I was thinking about last year, and I got a lot
Yeah, a
of
lot of tangents.
flashback.
Lot of tangents. But what can we do,
Hey,
right?
it was tennis that we needed because it helped us get through the tough times, a lot of tough times.
Yeah, some really tough times, but we're not here to fret on that, I guess. We're here to look forward to the future because Kentucky football is, I think today's 12 days, right? Yeah, we're 12 days away from the beginning of the college. Well, I mean, actually, we're 5 days away from the beginning of the college football season, but 12 days for Kentucky.
I don't know about you, but I don't think I've ever seen a college football season sneak up like this one.
Yeah, this one's come out of
Like
nowhere. Like, I
it's
don't think
been like
anyone's.
okay. I think it part of it's probably the staff's been pretty quiet this summer, but like we're 2 weeks away and it don't even feel like it.
Exactly. Like, because, like you said, the staff has been, and we're going to talk about this. I guess we could just go ahead and talk about it. I put it on Twitter today. This has been the quietest offseason ever
It has.
that
It
I can
has.
remember, at least in the last 10 years, right? At least in the last 10 years. There's no way that we've had an offseason where Mark Stoops has only spoken like three times
And it's
before
all
this.
been in like a cluster. Like we didn't hear about it from him in June besides SEC. Well, that was July. But we've heard about him from July and SEC and then our main media day for UK. And then now fall camp hits and we're finally hearing more from them. So I guess that's good in a way, but
Yeah.
it's hard to get stuff out of them when fall camp hit like this time because it's all ups and downs, ups and downs. Every year it's the same ups and downs. So you're not getting too much out of them at this point.
Right. And we're just now learning today and yesterday that there's a quarterback battle, apparently. We have not talked about that being a quarterback battle all summer until 13 days out from the season.
You hear about stuff like that, and like I heard from ones about we might be a little better than what we think, and I just brush it under the rug. But then
Yeah, me
today,
too. Like,
Stoops kind of alluded that it's actually a battle. So it's I think Calzada starts, but I think there's a world where Cutter plays four, even five games, maybe half.
I think if I were a betting man, Zach Calzada was brought here to start, which we know that
Yes.
for a fact. So
I've always said if you bring in a transfer like that, especially a quarterback, in front of a guy you already had, like we know he's gonna start. Like that'd be silly.
and Calzada already being like sought after too at that point, because you did have a bit of a battle there. He wasn't who everyone wanted, that's true, but he was. He's a former SEC quarterback, and he is, he has a name, and a little more than Cutter Bowley, but I am still really high on Cutter Bowley for what that's worth. I think he could be the future around here if he's here long enough, but we'll see what
I
happens
think
there.
that's why that's, he was. I think he was brought in to be, because what was he? He was a 4-star out of high school, right?
Oh, pretty much 5-star. I mean, he was really
Yeah,
high. He was really, really high on,
because I was thinking, I was like, that's the perfect guy to build your future around because he's a native. He's went to LCA, like he knows all about the culture there.
Exactly. And we'll see. It's a we'll see thing. And the quarterback room is not even like the only room with stuff like this going on. Like,
Yeah.
we have wide receivers that, like, we don't know what's going to happen with the rotation and wide receiver right now.
And then you got the running back room where it's kind of like the one
What
and
is
two
even
is
going
kind of
on there?
shifting,
Here's
really
another thing, real
shifting.
quick. Here's another thing. We talk about how quiet of an offseason this is. How many running backs and wide receivers do you think the general fan might be able to name right now? If I just pulled them aside on the street and said, who are the wide receivers for Kentucky football?
Oh my gosh.
I say you get
I
Jamari
don't
Maclin and Kendrick Law, and I think that's about it.
Know if some would even be able to name Wall just because he was a transfer.
Exactly. See?
Like
See what I'm saying?
like Gilmore maybe.
Because of the
But
stuff, because
I
of the
think
Nebraska
Maclin,
stuff.
yeah, I think Maclin would be for sure the only probably the only one. At least for the
And
average
poor
fan.
Jamari Maclin, man, because we're not going to throw it this
Because
year.
it's easy for us to say, because like we,
Cover it.
it's different for us, but like the average fan, they don't like. I don't. If you pull them off to on the street, I think they could only name Macklin.
Yeah. And it may be Gilmore, be again because of the Nebraska stuff that happened, but
because like Macklin last year, but you know how special he was supposed to be last year,
I thought he
and
was
it
going to be
was just.
like Wandale.
He would barely even get targets every game. And I don't know, part of it was the scheme or like, because I've heard rumblings where they shifted him around this offseason.
Yeah.
And then now in camp, he's playing. I'm not too good with the football wide receiver. There's slot, and then there's, I'm probably forgetting another one. But there's different ones. Like, I think he changed the position, and now they got him more in a more comfortable spot. So maybe that could help.
Right. I think I agree with that for sure.
Because there were a lot of times last year where I won't promote betting for people, but there were times last year where I thought about taking us under a few games because I knew what was going to happen.
Hey God. Dude, we have a title issue on Twitter right now. For some reason it's showing up on Twitter that transfer portal rumors who will Pope land. Why is that showing
Oh,
up
I
like
didn't
that on
even
Twitter?
catch that.
Dude, why is that showing up like that? That's
Ooh.
not what I have title on what we're on.
Does it let you edit the post? Because you have Twitter Blue, so it should be.
Man, let me see. It's like it's supposed to be like it's about the title of the like live stream we're on right now, you know.
Yeah. Maybe we can just comment under it and say, wrong title.
Yeah, man, that's frustrating. That's like the second time that's happened on here, dude.
I know. I've seen it. I've seen it.
We've done it one time with like Arkansas or something like
It's
that.
happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
We might have to be thinking about finding something else if this is gonna happen all the time, I guess,
Ooh.
right?
Yeah.
Man,
This is
that's really sad. That's really frustrating.
because it's happened before, but at least it was during the season. Because I remember it was basketball, wasn't it?
Yeah, this looks bad. Yeah, this is a
And then
bad look.
at least that was like, ah, ooh, this is,
Dude, do we need to
why did
like
it,
restart this real quick?
maybe, you know what, yeah,
Let's do that so we
let's
don't
do
look like
that,
we're spreading
let's do that.
misinformation. Okay, so we're back. My bad, guys. That's a tough look. That we yeah, that's on us.
That
Well, no,
no.
actually, that's
That
on Twitter.
was Twitter. That was
That
Twitter.
was
So
Twitter. I promise it
that
was the
was
right
not
title.
the right title.
No,
So
that was rough. That's Mark Pope. If you were look getting on here wondering, the transfer portal is not open in college basketball.
we're sorry for We could say we just uploaded a past video on accident.
Nah, too late now. We're already live, pal. We're live, pal.
Now we're good. We're good now.
We're good. We can get back on
Just
track. Sorry
act
if we
like that
misled
title
you.
wasn't there. Act like that title wasn't there, everybody.
It wasn't there. We don't know. Yeah. Anyway,
That.
so back on what we were talking about. Yeah. Oh, that was brutal, dude. I can
It
get over it.
was.
We'll get
That
over it.
was.
If
That
that's the
was.
worst thing that happens,
Because
then
I know
that's one.
you don't forget to change the title. I know you type in the title, and then you go live on Twitter, and Twitter does whatever it does and
Yeah,
screws up the
there's
title.
nothing going on with Mark Pope, by the way. Jesus.
The illegal transfer portal that we
Yeah, we
started.
gotta. We're. Yeah, knock on wood. That's. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, but going into the year, though, I mean, again, quarterback battle, receivers, you don't know a lot with the running back room. Really, I don't think anyone understands. Like, I don't think anyone understands, like, the jump I expect Jason Patterson to have. I'm pretty high on that guy. I've interviewed him in the past and stuff on previous things. I've gotten to talk to him before. I'm very high on his talent. I watched a lot of him in high school, and I think he could be good here.
I've heard a lot of rumblings on him out of camp that he's taking a big jump, and I
Yeah.
think he could be, heck, he could even slide into the RB2 spot. And maybe halfway through the year, maybe take McGowan's spot at as the RB1, because I think McGowan will end up in RB1.
I do expect McGowan at the RB1 as well.
Dowdle, I don't know much about him, honestly, Dowdle. I
I think
really
he'll be the
don't.
two. He might be the two to start.
I really don't. I think he's been said as being the two or even the three, but I just don't know much. I haven't heard much on him.
Yeah, I mean, again, things have been really quiet.
It's crazy over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's
They
been
mean
it's
business, and
not a bad thing, I guess,
I'm
right?
not up there to go to all the scrimmage stuff. So I've actually missed a lot of
Yeah, and
the
I haven't
action
been to
that they've
anything.
actually had. They haven't had much action, but the action they've had, I've missed.
No, I've not seen any of it other than the spring game. I was there,
Yeah.
but
So
kind of.
like we were talking about the wide receivers, like. Do you really think it's just Jamori Macklin that people know off the top of their head, like the average fan? Because I do. Because I don't see him being
I don't
that
think
involved in the transfer portal.
it's either just him or Harley Gilmore. It's really just him or Gilmore. I
Because
mean, I don't
it's
think anyone knows about Ashton Cozart.
yeah.
I don't think anybody really knows about, I mean, maybe Fred Ferrier because he's been here for a
Fair,
while.
yeah.
I don't know. Preston Bowman, maybe, right?
I really like Stilato's game, and I think he'll end up being one of the best receivers, but right now I don't think fans really know much about him. And
No, I.
that's just the state of the program right now. Like they're
Kendrick
so quiet
Law.
that fans just
Yeah.
don't really know.
I think Kendrick Law can be good. I actually expect he can be solid here. Alabama, he was a pretty solid player for the most part. I mean, his stats aren't flashy, but he's quick. He could be good. We'll see how Stoops and Bush Hamden decide to use him, though. I mean, we don't know what happens with that. On the defense, though, I mean, the defense. Was it gonna? I don't know what's gonna happen there either. I mean, I think it's gonna be maybe about the same as last year, if not a little worse. I know people. I've heard people. Some people I know have seen more than me have said that they think it actually could be better than last year. I'm gonna
I think it can.
hold. It can, but I'm gonna
I do.
hold off on that for a second, because we have kind of gotten our hopes up on the defense the last couple of years, and
See,
fallen
like
flat.
I don't hang my hat too much like on if the defense will be because I trust them. Because I trust them because even if they're decent, the offense is really what we're worried about.
We
Because
got to get the offense. Exactly.
we need the offense to get back to normal.
In case you didn't know, the big part of football and the key to winning football games is scoring more points than the other team. You can't do a whole lot if you're
Wait,
going to
the
hold teams to 10 points and
because
then score 7.
you remember because we there was a lot of games last year and the year before where we relied so much on our defense that when it
Exactly. Like
came
Georgia.
time there were times when they would fall apart and it'd be like, well, We can't rely so much on the defense if the
Well,
offense isn't going to do anything.
think back to the Georgia game, even. I mean, they were the number one team in the country. We had no business even being in that game. The whole reason we lost that game is because of one drive on the defensive side of things. And it's not the defense's fault. It was the fault of the offense. And it was the fault of, play calling and stuff like that. But again, that's treading on the past too bad, I guess. But
Ah, that's
so.
fine. That game still haunts me.
But with that being said, though, I mean, what position room are you most psyched to see, though?
Oh my gosh. I'm really intrigued about the running back room because I'm an offensive guy, so I go offense first.
Right.
I really like the running back room and how they could be a committee, and I like. Now, I'll tell you what I don't like with the running back room. We mentioned the three running backs, but the fourth one, Wilcox. I don't like how they're pushing him to the wayside. I don't like how they're.
I'm a big Jamarian Wilcox fan, for
I
what it's
don't. I
worth.
just don't understand the punishment from last year that are boiling over to this year, and now you're in a position where he probably won't get much playing time, and he'll probably end up transferring. Like it's sad
Yeah.
because that's a waste of talent right there.
I'm going to go offense as well, and I'm going to go running back. Or not running back, sorry. Wide receiver. I stole yours. Wide receiver, we've talked about it already. There's a lot of question marks around that
Yeah,
room.
there is. There is.
Macklin could be good. He was solid enough last year. He made some good catches. Other than that, I mean, we're not familiar with a lot that's going on
Yeah.
here.
And
Not a lot of tape on him.
something I wrote about today, and it goes along those lines, was who will be Kentucky's go-to wide receiver? Because we haven't
Exactly.
what we need more help. And you can't, like last year, we would go deep to Berrion or Dane. And that would be it. It was either go deep or do nothing in the pass
Yeah,
game.
exactly. It was
And
like, and it wasn't, it's not been a,
of
sorry.
course, the O-line wouldn't give him much time, which
Right.
didn't help the deep ball because he'd have 3 seconds to throw it deep and not giving him much time.
Right. And then, like, it's the first year, too, I can remember that, at least in our minds, we haven't had like a set number one target, like, in our, like, going into the season. Like, it was last year, Berrion Brown. Or Dane Key, obviously both of those guys have transferred now. Dane's in Nebraska, Berrion's in LSU. That's been that way for the last 3 years, actually. I mean, looking back at it. And now this year, we have Ja'Mory Macklin, and that's pretty much it. As far as like guys we know could deliver possibly. And even
That's
Macklin, there wasn't a lot of tape on him at Kentucky last year.
why to me, like you've got to have a guy like Stilato. I'm very high on Stilato. You got to have guys like Stilato, Kendrick Law, guys like that to step up. Because they transfer here, and you're going to expect something out of them. But my thing is get Macklin on the right track because he's pretty. To me, his boom side is pretty. His ceiling is super high,
I
but I think
agree.
he does have the potential to keep doing what he did last season. But I can't remember if I've already mentioned it on this one or the deleted part. But Macklin, like they switched him around to a different position this year. So in camp so far, he's been, I don't know what the exact position because I'm not good with football wide receiver positions. My knowledge for football isn't the greatest, but they switched him around and I think they feel good about where they have him now. And then Hamden, like he's gonna have continuity finally, and I think that's something you fans could be excited about if they want to find something to be
Yeah, and like a and a
look forward to.
handpicked quarterback possibly, which I don't buy into that excuse very much, to be honest. But still, I'm gonna pick. I guess just to run to a question I was gonna ask you later. Kendrick Law, I expect to be my breakout this year. I'm gonna pick him to be my guy that's gonna come out of nowhere to some fans. I think he could have a good year. He's explosive enough. He was good enough to be at Alabama. He's got to be good enough to play here, right? So, and his speed, at least on some his very little tape he has at Alabama, his speed is something I do notice. And he is very athletic. So he has a chance to do some really cool stuff here. On the defensive side, I'm interested to see if the freshmen get any time, particularly Brian Robinson on the D line. I think the D line is pretty set, but I would love to see those guys get some reps because coming out of high school, I'm very high on Brian Robinson. I mean, that's a very athletic edge you have right there.
I think with that group, the D line, like you got some continuity you can lean on. And it's got to, and I think with the guys coming back, they got to be more consistent. Because last year you had players that were,
Yeah, and
Deion
injury
Walker,
problems.
who, didn't have the best work ethic last year. But
Right.
you had a lot of potential, and I think you got some potential back with that.
Yeah.
How's your cat doing in the background?
Yeah, he's doing fine. I'm glad that the whole country can hear that right now.
It's
The whole
okay.
world, I guess.
I'm actually surprised my dogs haven't started barking.
Yeah, he's actively trying to, yeah, he's just like looking at me right
It's
now.
great to still be home.
I'm in Lexington, but
Oh, are
I
you?
guess I am home though. But still, no, I agree. D line needs more continuity, and it really needs that in the season because last year, like you said, work ethic and motor can be an issue, and it was really an issue at times on the D line, and maybe not work ethic, but motor in game. Far be it for me to judge a football player's work ethic, to be honest with you.
I think on the defensive side, the position I'm most excited about, and it has to do with the depth of it, is the secondary, and I'd probably go cornerback as the specific one,
Yeah, that's a
because
good call.
you've got guys coming back like Hardaway. He could be a star, and I'm forgetting somebody. Crap.
No, I mean that's the deepest corner room we've had in a
Waller,
while.
DJ Waller. I knew I was forgetting Waller.
Yeah.
Waller, like those two, and you've got depth in that room, like that is position like that. The depth will that'll end up saving us on the defense. Like if something goes wrong, you can count on the secondary.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, that's the first time in a while that's been that way. But I don't know what else to say really on that subject.
I know.
Obviously, quarterback is high because I don't know what's going to happen with quarterback.
I know the staff has been pretty high on the secondary, and I think Brad White, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's actually said he thinks the secondary is the key of the defense this
I just
year.
got a text message from someone watching this that we both know saying Jordan Lovett and Ty Brandt are two people to watch, and that's definitely true. I completely forgot about both of them.
Yeah, but both also in the secondary. Like you've
Exactly.
got plenty of secondary guys coming back that are stars, and you've got like two key transfers, I believe, also in the secondary. But I think with your point about the line, I'm pretty excited about David Gusta.
Ty Bryant, by the
I
way. I think I
think
said Brant accidentally just now. That was, I don't know what I was thinking. It's Bryant, but whatever.
we know what you mean.
Yeah.
But like with the D line, like I'm pretty excited about him. Like he's got defense, he's got NFL potential. I think some scouts have already been intrigued about him. You've got plenty of pieces with Josiah Hayes coming back. Like you've got some nice pieces there, but I think some guys are gonna have to step up behind them, and that would be
Opens up roster
going blank.
book.
I'm telling you, man, I go blank. Like you mentioned, Brian Robinson, Khalil Sanders coming back. Jaden Williams is another one, but
I'm a big again, I'm a big Brian Robinson guy. I think he has a lot of potential here. Khalil Sanders is good too. I think he's got some good potential as well. But Brian Robinson was a huge recruit for a reason. And that guy is massive. So, and really quick.
I remember following him when he first committed, like on Twitter, and he would always post his post workout breakfast, and it would be the most insane stuff I've ever seen. Like he would have like
Yeah.
what like 10 egg whites and like a bunch of pancakes and
I
like
know, right?
dude,
And I actually, and that's another
massive,
guy I actually got
massive.
to, another guy I've actually gotten to speak to as well in the past. But quarterback, though, we talked a little bit briefly about it, but let's just go in depth a little bit here. What do you actually expect from Zach Calzada this year? Because I'm going to go ahead and make the assumption for both of us that Zach Calzada is going to be the starter. like we both said earlier. I know Stoops said it was more of a quarterback battle than people think. He actually just straight up called it a battle.
Yeah.
But again, like we said in the previous Gone recording, that I don't think Calzada was brought here to be a backup. Don't think he's definitely not getting paid like a backup, probably.
Yeah, it's just a slap in the face. Like, yeah, I know Cutter has emerged, but you knew what you were getting out of Cutter when you recruited him. Like, yeah, you knew he would be the future.
It was, we talked about this when they started recruiting him and Murphy. You either bought into Cutter or you went and got your transfer and you had to tell Cutter to at least hold on a few games.
Yep, exactly.
We talked about that last year. You can't flip-flop your decision, but I mean, I don't really care as long as we win football games, right? But it is a little, you know, you do wonder there if there's, and is it valid, like, is Cutter that good, or is it valid concerns about Calzada to have, you know? I mean, it's a bunch of things there.
I think it's more Cutter being as good as he's turned into. Because last fall we saw flashes, but it was like you could tell that youth was there, because I mean, he threw a pick. I'm not saying playing at Texas is easy.
No,
but I mean, he threw a pick. His first, I think it was his first play or
against
or
Louisville. His first drive. I think it was Louisville was the one where Texas. He looked really good. I thought. He made some really nice throws.
I might be thinking it's Louisville, but
that Louisville game I wouldn't even hardly count because we had guys at the concession stand in that game. Come on, that is a story that I will never forget, and I will, and I think we're going to talk about for the rest of time. By the way,
I think we're getting past the terrible culture that
I think we are too.
Last year,
we are really. Looking a lot different there.
It was eventful because, you know, you get towards the end of the season, you're like, okay, let's end on a high note, and then when your team isn't feeling the same, then you might as well just quit.
And what was crazy is me and you would get like a text from somebody or something, and we would both be like, "There's no shot," like, you know, "Nah, this can't be true," and then it'd be like after the season, it was like, "Oh, okay." Like, that was crazy. That was the first time I remember that ever happening. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's nothing like that negative. It's just like, not, shows that, you know, things were the way they were.
And it goes back to the Wilcox stuff. Like, discipline. He would harp on discipline all last year.
Like, the untied shoes thing, yeah.
Over a shoe, when it didn't even affect him on the field, I'll still be mad about that. Because we talked. And I think it was on here, but it might be on the deleted one. I cannot remember. But, I mean, I think the running back rotation is going to push Wilcox to the back. And he's not going to get many carries.
I wonder, if Patterson's going to jump him.
Yeah, I think he already has.
I mean, that's a guy that was your backup.
I think he already has.
Last year.
And it's crazy.
Or your third string.
I don't necessarily want to call it a fall, but like, hold somebody accountable just because of a shoe is kind of silly. Because, wait, you remember, like, he was doing really good. Like, whenever he come in, it was working. And then he'd be like, where did Wilcox go? He's on the sideline again. He'd be like 1-2 plays, go to sideline.
And I'm blanking on
like
who it was.
Want to drive?
Hang on. We haven't even talked about the picture thing, have we? With Rayner and whatever his name was. Whoever else it was, I can't remember. That's terrible that I can't remember who that.
I can't either. Actually.
I've been off of Twitter.
I know. We have like looked at the roster a lot during this, but. But, I mean, Stoops has said, like, he's bought in over 50 players. Like, you're going to have to look at the roster to, like, because it's easy to go blank on football because there's, like, 70 people on the roster.
Yeah, you're not going to remember everybody, right?
Like, but there were guys.
Everyone surely knows what I'm talking about. What'd you think about it, man?
When I first saw it, I started I did laugh, and then I kind of was like, wait, because I thought it was fake.
I did not. It took me a second to
I thought it
realize
was
that
fake
it was
because
actual UK football posting it.
you know how much AI stuff has been floating around recently and throughout
Yeah.
the summer. Like, AI has gone crazy. Like, the other day, I fell for something. What was it? Pope and Leanne met Jovovich at the airport, and I was like, oh, that's cool. So I put it out. 5 seconds later, I look at it, and I was like, why is Pope floating in midair? Like, his feet were like levitating off the ground.
So someone in the chat here does say that KSR says Jason Patterson has jumped him during practice, with running back one being Dante Dowdle, running back two being Seth McGowan, and then Patterson at three, and then Wilcox at four. So if that is true, if that's truly what happened, yeah, I mean, that just proves your point.
Like
That's brutal.
Patterson, yeah, he's made a big jump this summer.
And I'm high on the
And
guy in the
then,
first place. I mean, he's got some potential for sure.
it's
Time to be
I don't know.
alive.
I don't know. It annoys me. It still does. And as a fan, it annoys me even more because you've got a guy like that just sitting there. And I think if you use more than, I think you could use four running backs like that. Like, I really do.
It's nice to have that deep of a room for sure, but
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, I don't, I'm not the most familiar with Dante Dowdle or Seth McGowan.
Because,
I mean, other than basic like film.
it
But, you know, we'll
frustrates
see what
me
happens.
because you bring in two talented running backs like that on top of Jason Patterson and Wilcox. Like, somebody's going to get pushed to the back and happen to be a shoestring man.
Terrible.
It
That was
annoys me.
terrible.
It
That
annoys
was
me.
terrible. I hope you know that was awful. That was bad, dude. Come on.
Oh,
Come
man.
on. All right. So I guess we can just go ahead and start giving our actual predictions. So first of all,
I think we forgot to talk about the tight ends. Do you want to talk about them? Because they might utilize them this year.
you know, actually, yeah. I
Maybe.
mean, because I like the tight end room this year.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Josh Caddis back, obviously. Willie Rodriguez looked pretty good at
Oh my God.
moments last year. He made some
I mean, it's.
really nice flashes.
And I know we hate the man now, but Vince Merrill was all on
By the
Willie
way,
last year.
I did not burn the hat that I got that was signed by Vince Merrill, or the hat that Vince Merrill
Oh
signed
my
for me.
gosh.
It's still sitting in my living room.
That's a piece of history.
You're not going to get me to do anything to that. People are trying to tell me that I need to throw it away or whatever. It's going to sit where it
No.
is for now.
No, because you don't know the
That's, yeah,
trajectory
exactly.
of Vince Merrill's career now. Like, he could be like that.
Yeah, I
That's
mean,
just that's just a piece of lore right now. Like,
yeah, exactly.
that could
We
end up going
lost
for a
our
lot.
best assistant coach ever to Louisville. We were gone for that too. I mean, I came back on Twitter for 15 minutes
Yeah, I was
that
on
day.
vacation.
I was too, and I was like, what
I
the
was
heck?
l luckily I went back to the hotel for a few hours because it was, we were in Florida and it's 110 degrees. You gotta take a
Yeah,
break.
you gotta get
So
your air.
and I was just on my phone and actually no, I was laying down watching TV, and my dad goes, "Do you see Vince Merrill went to Louisville?" And I was like, "Oh, it's nothing." And then he was like, "Oh, it actually happened." And I was like,
I thought it was
"What?"
literally just a, like more like
And then I got on my phone and I was
buzz
like,
or whatever.
"Oh, like that
Yeah, and
was,
then you actually get to looking at it and you see he's,
yeah."
no, he's gone. Yeah, that was crazy. Crazy time to be alive.
And then right
But
after that, we start to get a bunch of commits. So but that was a weird time because it was like, what was the holdup there?
know what? We'll see what happens with this. We'll see what happens with this. It's an old thing. I'm not even gonna hardly get my take on it. I do generally think it was bad, but we have a season left, and you know, there's the stories around that, but
It's old. It's old
speaking of
news.
that, we've got the schedule. This is a fun time for me and you. We like to go through these and predict schedule. We're going to go through the football schedule, all 12 games, starting with Toledo at Kentucky, that game, August 30th. That's 12:45 p.m. on the SEC Network. Toledo, Kentucky right now is -7.5 favorites.
Oh, it went down to 7.5.
Yeah, it's been going down since it first came out.
Okay.
Who you got winning?
I got the Cats. I've been telling my brother I've been confident on even betting the spread. And if it keeps going down like this, I will hammer it. I really do think, like,
I am not going to pick Toledo to win. But I think it's going to be a little bit closer than we think. I don't think it's going to be closer than 7.
Yeah, that's exactly why I want to hammer it.
But I could totally see it being tied at halftime. Or us down.
Oh, I can see something like that, and I think we can pull away in the second half. Like, I don't want to be in the fourth quarter and it be like a 7-point game.
I think that would be a terrible ordeal for us. If you lose that game, by the way, immediately the fan base is going to implode.
Oh, my gosh. Because you know that the schedule's hard as it is. And then you add in.
Oh, yeah. Some of these that we got to look at here in a second.
Like that would be bad. Because you rely on a game like Toledo to even be bowl eligible, and bowl eligible is going to be hard to come by anyway.
Right. So we both got Toledo winning that. So now we've got 1-0. Next, the week two. If this is a win, Lexington is going to be awesome. This day, it's on September 6th, Saturday. Currently number 21, Ole Miss comes into town to take on the Cats, a team that spoiled their playoff hopes last year in Oxford. They come to Lexington and try to get their revenge. That'll be at 3:30 p.m. on ABC. So we're going to be the first SEC game that year. We're going to be the first primetime game on that slot. So we have – that could be a really fun environment. If you win against Toledo, you lose against Toledo, there'd be 55,000, 58,000, something like that. Mm-hmm. People there, it won't be sold out, but that could be a fun time, especially given the primetime treatment that it's being given. Who you got in this one?
I got Ole Miss. I think Lane Kiffin, he takes stuff personally.
I think that
Ole Miss will be a little bit more down than they were last year, but I think they end up pulling this one off, and then I just think it sets up to be a loss. You get prime time again, like last year against South Carolina.
That's exactly what I was getting ready to say.
I think it's just the same channel parallel and everything.
It's literally, it's the ABC. We'll probably get SEC Nation over here for that. Yeah. I don't think we'll get game day. But
we don't
deserve
SEC Nation for this, by the way. Just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't looked at the national schedule, like the national SEC schedule.
Let's look right now. Let's see what's going on for this week.
But, I don't think we deserve it. I really don't.
Week two in the SEC matchups, who would we have?
Because think about it. Neither of us. I don't think Ole Miss is the projected top 25, are they?
They're number 21 right now. They're ranked.
Okay, so back end of the top. So I still don't think.
We're literally the only conference game that we – so, yeah, okay. We'll get game day.
Oh, no, okay.
Well, no, not game day. We'll get that.
All right.
We will have a – although in the
– that's what that is, a pity hole.
Unless they go to Norman, because Michigan does play at Oklahoma, but that's not – they're not going to do that because it's not a – pure conference matchup. We'll get a pity host.
They don't do that, do they?
They have, but I don't think they will because this is the first conference game of the year, and that's why they came last year. So I'm going to take a loss as well. Lane Kiffin's a very angry man. I don't know how close it'll be. I think it could be a blowout, personally. A lot of question marks around them. I think it could be close.
Yeah.
But I
think you can play him close. I do.
I think they get their revenge, though.
Pull it out.
Hope they don't. But I think they do. And I am looking so forward to that if we can beat
Toledo.
Think
about it. That's their second game, too, right? They don't play week zero, right?
Right. That's their second game of the year. Okay. I think their first game, I don't remember.
They don't want to lose a game like that. First game. No. That, It just sets up to be another loss.
Their first game of the year is
It
against Georgia
does.
State, so I guess we are their first like challenge.
Yeah.
So, but you know, whatever.
Because
Yeah.
they got enough things to worry about. Because they, you know, they're actually in some ways playoff contenders.
Yeah, I agree. Eastern Michigan at Kentucky, 7:30 p.m. kickoff on ESPNU. I'm going to take Kentucky,
Yep, me too.
obviously. I don't think we'll have much trouble
Yeah,
with Eastern Michigan.
not much to say on this one. That's
No,
a
pretty. I don't know. I don't keep up with Eastern
but
Michigan
it's
football.
a it's our first night game, and the place hopefully will be rocking.
I think it'll be a good crowd. I think it'll be a great crowd against Ole Miss, for what it's worth. I think the pregame buzz is going to be incredible that week.
I think a lot of people end up buying in close to, you get the game week and people start buying in, and then
If you beat Toledo, especially, you'll have people buy into that game, and including me and you. I mean, we'll get on this podcast, talk crap for the whole week, and lose.
You know what this reminds me of? The Toledo game. Reminds me of the Troy game in the NCAA tunnel where we were all
Yep.
like on the edge of
Pins
our
and
seat.
needles. Like me and you literally went to Milwaukee the whole time going, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my
Please,
God, oh my God." Like
just win this.
the whole day in Milwaukee, that's the way we were. Like, the only time I've ever been like that at a game too, by the way. But
Yeah.
all right, so we have a bye week 4, week 5. We play our fourth game of the year at number 13, South Carolina. This will be a night game. Not good if it's a night game. I'm going to take South Carolina on that one.
No, I think they can be really good this year. Really good
I
this
am
year.
a Lenore Sellers believer right now for them. I think he's a solid player.
Because last year, I don't know if you've seen the SEC show on Netflix or not, but
I have.
they've really driven that first episode in to being pro South Carolina from last year.
Yeah.
Because you saw
Yeah.
they had a couple games where they should have got on the right track, but
LSU.
I think this year they'll be able to do that.
And I think we could have a really hard time over there. That's a
Yeah.
really good crowd all the time.
That's always a good place to play.
We
Or
haven't beat them in 3 years either, which is really unfortunate, but it's been a while, so.
Oh, and by the way, between weeks 3 and 4,
Yeah, what? Yeah, what?
it is, wait, what is it, a bye week and then 2 away games? That's what it is, right? Because
Yeah.
I think I looked at it a while ago, and let me see. No, it's between. Oh no, I had that totally wrong. Never mind. I had that totally wrong. There's a gap somewhere in the schedule where it's like we don't play another home game for like a month.
We think it's literally. No, I think we don't really have that big of one. We have a few. No, we have the bye week, then we have at South Carolina, and then our next game at Georgia on October 4th.
Ah, that's what it is. Okay.
We literally play 3 games bye week, 2 games bye week, and then we play at home. I hate the 2 bye week system, by the way. I think it's the worst.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Whoever
I mean,
came up with
it's
that
good.
idea, I hate you.
I think it's good for the teams because they play so much total
It was
game,
fine,
but
but either way, at Georgia.
I do think this early bye is kind of silly though.
Two of them.
Yeah,
Two
especially
of them.
the one. I mean, you're gonna take a month off where you have another home game.
Man, come
I
on.
got
That's
people
gonna.
I look forward to seeing in the press box that I won't see for a month.
I know.
Sad in the middle of the season.
Shout out John Huang, man.
Yeah. Shout out. Love seeing you up there.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and just mark Georgia down as a loss at
Yep.
Georgia.
Yep.
We don't have to talk
You
about that
remember
one.
years ago, it got out of hand pretty quick.
Yeah, down there, I expect the same thing this year.
Yep. Me
I
too.
know we both said we were going to lose by 60 last year, and that did not happen, but that was at
Yeah.
Kroger Field. Then we have the bye week, and then we finally play a home game 1 month and 5 days later, against the number one team in the country, Texas.
Oh, great. Welcome back to Kroger Field.
Fourth loss for me. I'm going to take a
Yep.
loss to Texas.
Yep.
We really are being negative right now, aren't we?
Yes. And
This is.
rightfully so.
Oh, man.
Because, I mean, it's a hard schedule, man. Like, you want to be positive, but I feel like the ceiling is 6-6, maybe even 7-5. I really do.
I think we will If I was going to pick a game to steal, I think it'd be Ole Miss. That we did steal.
I've got.
Actually, no, it would actually be this upcoming one because I'm not high on this team and they're ranked. Number 24, Tennessee. I'm taking Kentucky in this one.
I can't do it. I can't do it, L.
Been burned too many times, huh?
Yes.
I mean, me too, but you know,
I
someone's
just,
got to be
well,
positive,
I
right?
mean, it's at home, so it's possible.
Yeah.
And it's probably Keeneland weekend, so you get
At,
the extra
that might
drunk
be a fun
crowd.
weekend.
Yeah, you get
Yeah,
the extra drunk
exactly.
crowd.
At Auburn, November 1st. I have them 3-4 right now. You have them at 2-5. I think Auburn's going to be a sneaky team this year, possibly. Although I'm not a Hugh Freeze fan, and I really think we should have won that game. This one's tricky for me.
No,
I'm going to go ahead and take the
I'm very high
loss.
on Auburn. I'm very high on Auburn. I think they
I
can
think
even be in the top eight of the conference this year.
I'm taking the loss, and you're going to also take the loss. I have 3-5,
Yeah.
and you have 2-6.
And I think in the preseason media poll, I think they might be picked like 10th or 11th maybe, but I think they can be a top eight
They
team.
can be sneaky,
Yeah.
because that running back, their running backs are really good, and their defense is really good. If they can just buy into that, they could have a good year.
I got a good wide receiver. I'm blanking on his name. Might be something more.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Number 15, Florida comes into Lexington to play Kentucky, and goodness, this schedule, man. Okay, I really don't want to pick Florida to win this game. They haven't beaten us here in a while. They had not beaten us in a while until last year. But I hate to do it, but I'm gonna probably take Florida to win this
Oh
game.
man, I've got us winning. I see, because like that's what sucks, because it's so deep in the season. Florida could turn it around, but I think early in the season they could
You
have
know what? I'm
trouble.
gonna follow you. I'm taking them to win. I don't want to do it.
But yeah, like so with Lagway, like
That
I
injury, I mean, we don't know yet.
yeah, that's the thing I'm kind of harping this win on,
And he had that injury problems last year too. I
yeah.
mean, I don't know what's going on with Lagway. And
Yeah.
I think he's very good, by the way. He's a very good quarterback, and I think he's can I expect jumps from him.
I just don't know if the pieces around them are good.
I don't like Billy Napier.
Yeah.
Don't like Billy Napier. Just I'm not bought in on him. I
No.
don't know why they brought him back, but I also don't know why they fired Dan Mullen. So other than oh he couldn't
Hey,
recruit and all that.
that SEC show really puts it in perspective
True.
about what went on last year at
That
Florida.
did.
Oof. Tough
Man,
times.
that was the most interesting part of the whole thing
Yeah.
to me.
Oh, I imagine.
Tennessee Tech at Kentucky. I don't guess we got to really talk about this one. I'm going to take the win, and
Dub.
you're also taking the win, right?
Yep.
So you have 4-6, and I have 5-5, which means that I have us playing at Vanderbilt for a possibility at bowl eligibility, the Tennessee Tech game, the last home game. I am actually not that high on Vanderbilt this year.
I'm not either. I don't know about you, but I'm off the Diego Pavia train.
I'm
That was a
not on
one.
it
I think
at
that was a
all.
one time train.
I
That was
think
a one
this was a
time.
bit, I think that was a bit fluky.
There's
I'm
no
just
way
not
they
bought in
can
on.
do what they did last year.
I'm not going to say that because now, because you said that, we're probably getting beat by 30 and they're going to be ranked in like the top 15, I
It is what it is. Hey, this is
think.
November 22nd. We got a lot of time to let it soak in.
That's true. I'm going to take Kentucky to go bowl eligible at 6 wins and beat Vanderbilt. I'm a sunshine pumper, I know. And then let's go with little brother down in Louisville. Well, I don't know. Can we call him? Yeah, we can call him Little Boost.
Is Vandy on the road?
Yeah, and Louisville.
I did not mark that in my notes.
We are at
Need to
Vandy.
add
That
that.
game
But yeah,
could be
I'm
a fun
still at the
atmosphere. If we're
construction.
going in
Yeah.
5-5, it could be a
Because
fun time.
they're also still a construction site, right?
No, I think they're actually done with that pretty much.
Yeah. What's that? It's like that's what I like with Vandy, like when we play down there. We have a lot of fans that travel there. It's easy to get there. It's easy for Western Kentucky fans.
Well, right now, what's
Close
going
in
on in
Reston.
this, and you know
Yeah.
how this series is going right now, is that for some reason the two of us were literally, I'll let you like the pen, it's got the whatever. It's literally a home team winning every game right now in that
Yeah.
series. Or not the home team, it's the road team winning that game
Yeah.
every time right now. The home team loses.
Yeah, like it's.
think that trend continues maybe. And I also think I'm also predicting middle of the season quarterback
Yeah.
change for what it's worth too. I say around the Georgia game, I think that's probably when it's over. Maybe. Maybe Zach Calzada is really good, and I hope he is, right? But still.
I've actually got, and some of these could be blowouts. Like Toledo, we might see Carter, but I wouldn't count on it.
I don't think that's going to
But
happen.
you've got games like Eastern Michigan, Tennessee Tech, or even a game where Calzada struggles. You want to put Carter in. I could see him playing about five, six games.
I agree. I agree. I'd say Cutter goes in around, not Georgia. I meant to say Texas, the home game. Around Texas is probably when it becomes a thing because I think they'll get beat pretty bad against Texas. And then, so I've got 6-5, and I'm going to go to the Louisville game, and I hate to pick Louisville to beat us ever as well, but you've got 5-6, I've got 6-5. I'm going to go loss here,
Ooh. I've
and I'm going to
got us
look
winning.
terrible for
I've
picking
actually
Louisville to
got
beat.
us winning.
So we're going to both end up at 6-6 just via a
I've
different
actually
route.
got us winning because Mark Stoops will pull through somehow. Somehow. You know how it is
That's true. I've got
with
6-6 with us losing to Louisville. I have us losing to Texas, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Auburn, and then did I have us losing? That's Ole Miss, I pick loss. South Carolina, I pick loss. Georgia, I pick loss. Texas, I pick loss. Auburn, I pick loss. Louisville, okay, there we go. And then you have
State.
us losing to. I think you have us losing a few different games. I think you have
Yeah,
us.
I've was Ole Miss, South Carolina, Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, Auburn. So with my losses, they're all like packed in together, and then you finish the season. Oh, finish season 4-0, and it's plausible because those are you got some easy games sprinkled in.
I had us pretty much just being like 3-5 and then winning a couple and then it being all over the place.
Yeah,
So I think that could happen.
you've got to steal a couple, because if you don't, this could be a really bad season.
Absolutely. I mean, that Vanderbilt game is, that Vanderbilt could be good. They can be good. I mean, there's a world where they're good and you lose to them and that's 5-7. There's a world where Florida beats the crap out of you.
Yeah.
And we were kind of being sunshine pumpers by just picking Kentucky, to be honest with you. That's 4-8. Who else was the home? Was Tennessee? That was a pipe dream on my end.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm not taking that bait.
That's 4-8. I mean, you get my point. I mean,
Yeah.
that's there's losses here, man.
To me, I think if you want to go the most likely scenario, I think 5-7.
5-7 or 4-8 is what I'm going to say is most
Four
likely.
and eight.
I'm not buying in on the 3-9 thing. I'm just not
No,
buying in on the three
no.
and nine thing.
No,
People have
that's
said three
really
and nine
bad.
all year. I
That
think
is
it's
really
going to
bad.
be that we steal one or two that we shouldn't
Because
have.
I think this team is better than what people are
I
assuming.
think this
But
roster is a lot better than what we're saying.
I really do think it's because of the hard schedule. Like
Me
it's
too.
such a hard schedule. It's one of the worst in the country. One
Yeah,
of
and
the
it's a
toughest in the
shame.
country.
But at the same time, it's like the thing I said last year and the thing you said last year. We can't use the fact that the SEC is really good as an excuse to be really bad in
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You have to compete. And I do still resent this idea that Kentucky football will never, ever compete with anyone in the SEC. It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah.
They've done it, They've done it. Go do it again. Go do it. You competed in an SEC with the Will Levis team. You played Georgia pretty close that year that ended up winning the national championship.
What was our record, Will's last year? Was it 7-6?
7-6 is last year. His first year, we ended up like 10-3.
No, so is so that that's a
We
thing.
finished second in the
That
SEC East twice.
that's a thing that people blow over this. But Will was hurt his last year. And that was a big reason why it didn't go as good because he was forced to use Levis in a role that, you know, because he had to take stuff out of the game plan.
And he stopped running. Yeah, he stopped running.
Yeah, he had to take stuff out of the game plan, and we still went 7-6. So
yeah,
and that was a more favorable schedule than what you're about to play.
No, this is a terrible schedule. This is one of the hardest schedules I can ever remember.
It sucks because this is such an important season.
Like, well, this is a huge season, yeah.
This is one of the more important seasons I can remember.
It's being downplayed a little bit. I don't know anything. I have a source in those.
Because the staff is really harping on go ahead.
I don't have a source. You don't have a source, anything like that. But just looking from the outside in, Mark Stoops is more than likely coaching for his job this year.
Yeah, yeah.
He's probably coaching for his job.
Well, we can all feel the tense in there.
Seat is warm. That seat's warm. I'm not going to say it's like on fire or anything like that, but it's warm.
Yeah.
Especially last year, the fans were done with. A lot of fans are done with him right now. A lot of fans are done with him.
Yeah.
I was frustrated. You know, you were frustrated. We were all frustrated. I'm not to the point that I'm like, I was ready to move on. Don't get me wrong. I was ready to be like, hey, man, but I'm not done with him. As long as he's the coach here, I'm behind him, whoever the coach is.
You know what has me optimistic is because he has faced the challenges. Like, he knows what he did wrong, and he went in the portal and tried to correct it. Got 50-plus new players, and now you're going at this monster of a schedule with a much improved team, hopefully a much better old line that the staff has kind of been hyping up. So, and that's the biggest thing to me is give the offense time.
I look forward to that O-line, Axel, too.
Some time to work with. And I think Bush having some continuity with the plays and stuff, like, he's going to be able to work some stuff in.
Yeah, I hope so. I really hope so. And the offensive line, I've heard mixed things about from people so far. I've heard some people that have attended stuff saying they look really good.
I do think the thing with the offensive lines, you're going to have some guys behind them step up because it's not very deep, but you got guys like Jagger and
Pate.
Yeah. And then I can't say his name. Wolfslager?
Yes.
And then, of course, Jalen Farmer. But the other guys, you're going to have them step up. There's a couple guys in that room that are going to have to step up.
I mean, even the starters. I mean, we've got starters on there. You know what I'm talking about, that have not really stepped up in the past, that really need to take initiative now. And again, I'm not judging work ethic. I don't know. They're football players. It's not my place to judge work ethic. But in game, you know, we've had issues on the offensive line stepping up in big moments with protecting the quarterback. And we've got to do that.
It's been so frustrating to see the offense collapse within 3 seconds. As soon as you hike the ball, you don't have much time at all.
I really don't want to watch Zach Calzada go through something. I don't want to watch any quarterback go through something like Brock Vandegrift went through against South Carolina last year.
We both heard it last year because you went to a lot of games too. Like so many groans from the fans after every.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The South Carolina game remains to this day and will probably stay this way for a long time. That got to the point where it's one of the hardest games I've ever watched.
Yeah,
I genuinely got to the point where I was wincing every time Vandegrift got hit. He got hit so much in that game. Some you might not have even seen on TV, but you so definitely saw it because you were there. And he was hit so much. And looking back on it now with what happened to his career, it's way harder to watch.
Yeah.
Because of how – or just to think about even. Because some of those hits were off camera that you just didn't see. I mean, he was on the ground every play. I don't want a quarterback to have that happen.
I forgot what game it was, but I think he might have got Tennessee.
Tennessee was bad too.
Yeah, Tennessee because I was
the one really, I remember really I was dirty hit the, as well.
Because I was up in the press box, and you know we don't get the TV production like everybody else gets,
right?
So you're kind of really wondering what the heck's going on down there, and then that's when you go to Twitter and people, you know, TV crew they cover it really good. So they know what they were doing. And that's how I found out how bad, how serious it was.
It was rough to watch. And then you immediately saw the hit and you were just kind of knew. Yeah. You know, you just knew. And then, but again, the South Carolina game, just in terms of how many times quarterback's been hit, and just literally there were times, and you know what I'm talking about, where you just watch his body like twist in midair at points, or just twist on the ground almost. Yeah. And it was like, this is dangerous.
Yeah. That's something that
you got to have a good offensive line.
Hopefully, it's been fixed this year. And the thing with the offensive line, like it was so bad, it's been so bad that even the slightest jump would feel insanely
monumental.
Like it would feel like we are the best of the best.
Yeah, exactly. Even
probably won't be, but it's still good to have a decent O-line rather than no O-line.
And I think we will, because I've heard really positive things about them so far. I've heard mixed things too. I mean, they've had some, I think, inconsistencies, but I don't think it's inconsistencies like last year. I think they are going to protect the quarterback better than last year. Last year's one of the worst offensive lines that's ever been put to football.
The consistency and discipline was the worst I've ever seen of a team last year. And, you know,
it was really bad. Yeah.
You know, the hot dog thing at the end of the year, but like on field was bad.
We're going to refer to that all the time, man.
The hot dog thing didn't even help.
The season was lost already, too. I mean, but, you know, either way, it happened. You know, it did happen.
I don't think we ever talked about it like that, but, like, if we can go back to that for a second. Like, why did nobody stop him from going out to the, like, what? How does that happen?
I'm going to refrain from saying the name, too, because people probably know, but I don't want to, like, I mean, people do know. I know they know, but I don't want to keep bashing on the guy. Yeah. But the story itself is just funny. But
it is.
How did that happen?
How do you even – how? I know he was injured, but how?
Man,
he was on the sideline.
It was such a weird day. That whole day was weird. I wasn't even at the game, and I feel how weird it was.
Were they like, yeah, our season's over. Yeah, man, you're injured. You won't get in. Just go grab yourself a hot dog.
And that was that podcast, if you remember, it may have not been that day, but I mean.
Because I can't remember talking about it in depth. That. I think we did.
We noted it, but that was the least of our concerns, because there was a text message one of us got.
I do think at that point we were like pushing it like a.
Because that was like,
it's crazy,
it was more
it's
like
crazy
a,
to look back and. Think, yeah. How the heck did that happen?
That episode, if I remember correctly, was more about the future of the program than it was anything.
Yeah.
But let's hope we don't do much like that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this year. We've got some positive opportunities here. More live streams.
We do.
We're going to keep posting on the pod. Next week, John Huang is going to join us.
Looking forward to that.
Guy that me and Wyatt like a lot. And that we've talked about on here before. A fun way. And we look forward to talking football with him. It's going to be a long time. If you know John, he tells it like it is. And that's going to be a good time. Can't wait for that. So
looking forward to that and promoting some of his new books, especially his newest one. So
what's it called again?
Oh, while Whining for Posterity.
Whining that's for Posterity.
I think that's
Posterity.
His newest.
Whining posterity, for Posterity.
Yes.
Yeah. I knew about the other one. we'll get a read of those.
Yeah,
looking
forward to that, because he does a really good job with his football coverage, especially, and he's always I love our pregame conversations. Like it's great. It's a great time every week when I see him. So looking forward to bringing him on.
It's a great time, yeah. And I mean, I don't know him the same way, but give him a follow. He's a very fun guy to follow, and a great writer as well. Good photos as well. But and then we've got more guests that we've got possibly lined up. I've already reached out to a number of people. And, we'll see what happens. Looking forward to it. Wyatt, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Wildcat Wave and Instagram the same. And you can find my work at Kentucky Wildcats on SI.com.
Still there. Nothing changed there. It's the same place. You can still find me here every week in this box that you look at. For about an hour every Monday. And, looking forward to it.
I told somebody last week, I've got the football itch already. Let's just kick it off. Because everybody's
looking forward to
out.
The
everybody has pointed out this week is the hardest week to get through
Oh man, you
because
want to do
it's
money
nothing.
lines on the week zero games?
Oh, yeah. I actually thought we were going to save that for week one, but I'm down.
No, yeah, you're right. Let's just do that for week one.
Yeah.
Week zero, I don't know anything about these teams,
Week
right?
zero,
Like, come on.
Kansas State and somebody else. I think I
Iowa State.
just
That
played.
might be a good game. That'd be a really good game,
Ooh,
probably.
it is.
It'll satisfy me. It'll hold me over
Yeah.
until the next
You,
week when you got like
yep.
Alabama, Florida State,
Yep,
Clemson, LSU.
last year was Georgia Tech, Florida State, right?
Yeah, and that was an awesome game. So,
That was awesome, but I think I picked Florida State. I actually bet on them that day.
yeah, that's I remember actually texting
That
you
was
during that
bad.
game. You had a
That
pretty
was
much a slip
bad.
out on that one, but
Oh, I had a terrible day. It was one of those college football shocking games, but it was one I was on the wrong side of and shouldn't have been, just because
I
I'm
remember
silly for
that.
abiding the week zero betting.
But it happens to
You
us
get
all,
that
man. Come
it's
on.
like it's week zero, man. You got nothing else to bet on, and you're like, I'll put something on it. End up
True.
being on the wrong side.
Well, 6-6 Kentucky.
Painfully on the wrong side.
We both have 6-6. Hopefully that's the case. If you disagree, comment. Do whatever you want, enter in the chat. And we will see you next week with John Huang on the Breaking Blue podcast, and we'll actually preview the Toledo game, go detail by detail, and
Yep.
get you set for the season. We got you. You're set for the season now, actually. So, but
Yeah,
we'll get
we
you
did
set
a
for the
pretty we
game
did a pretty in-depth preview today.
and give you our predictions. So, we will see you next week. Go Big Blue. Stay sober.